This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. As Hurricane Harvey nears the Texas Gulf Coast, folks are streaming north to wait out the storm. And that means big business for hotels and truck stops in Dallas-Fort Worth. Within the sea of Houston evacuees, there was one lonely car headed the other way. Along I-45 south of Dallas, the northbound lanes are a mess. At the Love's truck stop in Hutchins, all Deja Kovic cares about is the smooth sailing southbound.
Our home is in Rosenberg, Texas, actually, so it's like southwest of Houston, and we live there, so we're just gonna hunker down.
Kovic's six-year-old daughter, Anastasia, had been staying with family in Kansas, so mom picked her up and started south. They did stop for supplies in Denison, though, to avoid the cleaned-out stores near Houston.
Several gallons of water, and we have lots of canned food, crackers, soups that are non-perishable, things that are going to be easy to boil on a grill if necessary if we don't have any power.
That's what the throngs coming up from the south are trying to avoid. Philip Larson is from the Woodlands and says he just couldn't risk staying home.
Being stranded in the house, maybe damage and not having electricity. My parents are in their 80s. I thought it'd probably be the wisest thing just to get them out of town.
Larson and his parents aren't the only carload headed to a Dallas hotel. Perla Lacona and 15 of her family members are doing the same thing.
My house is in a flood zone, so we just decided to don't risk it. I have a baby, and we're just going for a few days to Dallas.
Lacona lives in Pasadena, a suburb southeast of Houston. She's called the area home for years and still shudders when she thinks of the flooding from Tropical Storm Allison back in 2001.
My house was flooded with Allison 3 feet. Whenever it rains a few inches, it floods a little bit the street. With, 12 inches? I don't want to risk it.
A ton of people agree, which explains the interstate full of northbound sedans, SUVs, pickups, minivans, and direct from Mount Bellevue, Texas, Marilyn Bird, her giant RV, and
this is little Miss Molly. Molly, say hello.
One very well-behaved Yorkshire Terrier. Courtney Collins, KERA News.